This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
If you love Joy and love Joy podcasts, you should consider joining as a member this radiothon. Head to joy.org.au right now. Don't do it later, do it today.
Broadway icon John Cameron Mitchell channels the essence of his glam rock icon, Hedwig and the Angry Inch, for one night only at Arts Centre Melbourne this July. So put on some makeup, turn up the A-track and pull the wig down from the shelf. John Cameron Mitchell, July 10 at Arts Centre Melbourne. Book now. Joy sponsor.
You're listening to Jax
and Dean
on our podcast.
This is our podcast.
It is our. I've just said that, Dean.
This is our podcast.
Oh, it's still our podcast now. That's cute.
Cute.
Oh my god.
Oh my god.
Play the podcast, please.
Oh, that took me back. That was fun.
Doing backflips and everything.
Well, not quite doing backflips, but certainly dancing, keeping ourselves warm.
You were expressing yourself.
I was expressing myself.
Very well.
And sometimes it's hard to express yourself when you're in a relationship with another person.
You'd know.
Well, I've been in a relationship now for 20-odd years.
Pardon?
Yeah, a long time. Long time.
Very old.
Me love him long time. But you do sometimes need rules, yeah?
Rules. Not like possessive, like you get in the kitchen and today.
Not rules like that, no. Well, that's not all we do. But some
what
people
sort of
do
rules?
Have rules. And joining us on the line is Alex from The Big Spoke to tell us all about rules in relationships. Hey, Alex.
Hello, how are you?
Hey, well, thank you. What are these
rules
for relationships?
You know, it's interesting. Albert Einstein famously had a list of rules and demands that his wife had to follow. She accepted them until they got divorced. And there were things like, you have to keep my clothes and laundry in order. I want 3 meals a day, you know.
And
they were pretty archaic.
Yeah,
they were pretty archaic. But the interesting thing about it is it really ignites conversation on social media, because one of the situations is people say you shouldn't have rules with your partner, but at the same time we're talking about communication and frameworks as to what works well for your relationship. Really good example is if I'm in a relationship with someone, I don't want him to make me go out every night. I decompress at night. You know, I'm working all day and my night is my time to chill. So I don't care if they want to go to a pub, but I don't want to go. And so a rule for me would be not being forced to have to go out as a sign of the relationship. You know,
yeah,
you know what
no,
I mean?
That's, I think that's very healthy as well. Yeah, have your own
lives.
Yeah,
and you should be able to talk about this stuff. And another thing that people often do is if they're watching a series together, a TV series, one of the partners can't watch an episode without the other.
Oh, that's cute. I like that.
And I thought this was quite funny when I heard it, but then I heard that it's actually a big issue for a lot of clients.
Well, it's kind of like cheating. If you
is
watch
it
ahead,
betrayal?
Oh, it's betrayal. That's right.
Yeah, so they go, you watched an episode without me? How could you do that? And then I even know a guy who pretended he didn't watch an episode just because he didn't want to get in trouble.
It's not a big deal. It's just like, well, maybe it is to them. Who am I to
but,
say?
But Anthony and I do have rules around, well, not rules, but agreements around. There are certain
agreements, I think,
shows that he will watch on the streaming services.
Yeah.
And there's certain ones that I will watch, and there's certain ones we watch together.
Mm.
It's interesting. And then I know another couple, for example, who they've got a rule where if it's someone's birthday, if it's one of their birthdays, that they only spend it together. They don't have parties with other people.
No, that's good. And yeah, to have. I like criteria. I like the groundwork. It's like, right, this is what's going to happen. I prefer this. Is that okay?
And I think you're right. I think it comes down to that communication. I think when you have a list like on the fridge saying you've got to have, you know, 3/4 of a cup of water with ice and a piece of lemon waiting for me as soon as I get home from work, there's a different story. But yeah. I think it's healthy to have, and we call it rules, but really, I think it's just navigating and negotiating a relationship.
I remember a couple I knew years ago, heterosexual couple, so maybe this is a bit strange. Maybe this is a heterosexual thing I do not understand. But they were a young couple living together, and on the fridge they had a calendar. And on the calendar they would keep a record of who spent what on what.
Oh.
Which I kind of thought that was odd. Is that something heterosexuals do?
It's a bit tacky. I don't think so.
But they were a couple.
But it was clear, though. I mean, they were a romantic couple. You know, so they were in a relationship.
That doesn't sound romantic to me, Dean.
So I would actually be annoyed if you had to nickel and dime each other.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's not good. Because normally you
have
just...
they broken up?
No, no, they're still together. They got married, and as far as I know, I've lost touch with them now, but I think they're still happily married.
So they're trying think they're broken up. You just don't know yet.
Yeah. Yeah. There's one thing to go, oh, no, I'll get this one, you get that one. Like, it's all good.
That's different, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, don't make money into it. It's yucky.
But you see some couples, for example, if one partner makes more money than the other, often you find that the partner who makes less money puts a little bit more effort into paying for some things because they don't want to be seen, they don't want to feel like they're, you know, always being paid for. So I think that, again, it just comes down to what works best for you as a couple and navigating that whole thing. And a big rule for me, big deal breaker, is making me go out in the rain.
I don't want to go out in the rain.
Don't get my hair wet.
No, yeah. I would be like wet. The rule.
Yeah, and to accept it, like, this is what I want.
Yeah.
This is who I am.
I think also in some relationships, people also play to their strengths.
Mm.
Whether they like it. So in my relationship, I'm the one who organises the holidays.
Yeah.
Anthony's the one who organises the duty-free on the way back in. You know, like, we stick to what we're good at.
But does it ever say, but do you ever say, I wish I didn't have to have the burden of organising everything?
Yeah, sometimes. Yeah, it must be, you got me
because
there.
I think that sometimes that's the thing. So if you have a rule in place where you go, I know that I'm the person who's better organised and I do all of that, then you can't really get annoyed because that's kind of your thing that you've negotiated, right?
That's right. But also, I mean, a full confession here. Anthony, he can stack a dishwasher like no man I know. Like, he's really good. That is his super skill.
There you go.
You can play to your strengths.
Yep.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I think rules can be good then.
I think Albert Einstein was smart in some areas, not so much in marriage, but I do understand the whole concept of negotiating rules between partners.
Fantastic. Thanks, Alex. We look forward to speaking to you again next week.
Thank you so much.
You can find more Joycast and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.